waiting on green sky bluegrass here at the Big Meadow. Hi, Sierra, 2012.
We think that was a sound check.
Not entirely sure.
Nobody's really emceeing over here, so here we go. Big Meadow stage, Hi, Sierra, 2012. Green sky, bluegrass. Not green sky bluegrass right now, but they will be on momentarily.
Welcome to the Big Meadow, where we're going to have a big, wonderful show. This is Aaron, Larry, and Judge Rook for the Banana Slugs, and we are working with Grizzly Radio, the great pirate radio. Check it out. We have Judge Rook.
So what do we got to do now?
So it's really nice to be back at High Sierra. It's been too long. As Dave said, it's really good to be back at High Sierra, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you.
By so fast.
Thank you. folks. That's a love song written by the one, the only, on the mandolin, Paul Hoffman. Give it up! Here's an old one. You first. I can't.
can't convey to you the feeling I'm having right now. I love you all so much, and it's great to be here. I'm feeling beklempt for words here. My body is shaking with excitement. So we drove in, and surprisingly, Mr. Davis was playing on the main stage. That's one of my favorite bands ever that not enough people have heard of. I tell people everywhere about them. And I found out that our good friend Nathan Moore is the mayor of High Sierra, so I figure we're going to be all right.
Yeah, we got friends in high places now. That's good. Okay, well, High Sierra is known for having some of the best music fans in the whole damn world. And I'll tell you what, Paul over there is having an issue. He's got a favorite song, and we've been playing it a lot. We don't know if we've been playing it too much or not. We're not sure. Like, our inner like music fans are like, man, these guys are playing that song too much.
Big Meadow Confessions?
Yeah. Big Meadow, full disclosure, folks. That's right. So I'm asking you, as some of the best music fans in the world, is it cool if we just play it because he really wants to? And we play it a lot, but I mean, cool. So it's not our fault. So if someone looks on the internet, you know, and they're like, oh, they played that again. Where's the show?